Harlequin Desire and Harper Audio present What He Wants for Christmas by Brenda Jackson. Performed by Ron Butler. 1. Sloane Outlaw whipped his head around. He would recognize that voice anywhere. There were some things he'd never forget, like the sound of the woman who had broken his heart 10 years ago. He couldn't stop his eyes from scanning the crowd of people who, like him, were attending the wedding celebration for Tyler and Kiosha. Within moments, he had spotted her. Leslie Cassidy. There she stood, regal, sophisticated, and as beautiful as ever, with her bedroom brown eyes, mocha-colored skin, a pair of full lips, high cheekbones, and short hair. He blinked. Short hair? What happened to that glorious mass of dark brown curls that used to flow around her shoulders? The same hair he'd loved running his fingers through whenever they made love, whenever she'd cuddled in his arms, whenever they did just about anything. The curls were gone. However, he would admit the short style looked cute on her, sassy and chic. It showed a degree of maturity and modishness that defined her strikingly gorgeous features. He couldn't help but think the short style made her look even sexier. His gaze raked down the rest of her. She still possessed a body that made men take a second look. Those legs were the most gorgeous pair he'd ever seen on a woman. He could clearly remember how she would wrap them around him tight whenever they made love. The sexiness of her above-the-knee dress not only showcased those legs, but also emphasized every single curve she possessed. Leslie had always been an attention grabber, and from the number of guys he saw checking her out, it seemed nothing had changed. He should have known she would be here. After all, like him, she was friends of both the bride and groom from their college days at the University of Alaska at Anchorage. And yet he honestly hadn't thought about running into her. He had deliberately blocked her from his mind over the years. He would always have an issue with her believing a lie about him, when she of all people should have trusted him beyond any doubt. Instead, she hadn't given him a chance to defend himself. She'd left the university, only sending him an email, the contents of which still burned when he thought about them. The first line had read, "I hate you." It hadn't taken long for him to find out why. She had believed the lies of her roommate, the same woman she'd thought was her best friend. The same woman who'd tried coming on to him behind Leslie's back. If anything, his mistake had been in thinking he could handle the situation and not involve Leslie by telling her of Sarah Olson's behavior. Had he told her, then Leslie would have been prepared for the woman's lies. But he hadn't, and in the end, Leslie had believed the worst. More people had arrived at the wedding celebration. The ballroom of the hotel in Juneau was crowded, and now his view of Leslie was obstructed. Just as well. Still, Tyler should have warned him she was coming. He intended to give his frat brother and good friend a piece of his mind for not doing so. As Sloane stood there, nursing a glass of champagne, he knew he was ill-equipped to deal with seeing the one and only woman he had ever loved.
"Well, have you seen him yet?"
Leslie Cassidy turned and looked into the face of her best friend, Carmen Golan. When Leslie had left the University of Alaska at Anchorage, she had transferred to Howard University in D.C. to be close to her Aunt Ella, her father's only sister. At least, that's the reason she'd told everyone. Carmen had been her roommate at Howard and was one of the most positive people she knew. Her friend's optimism had helped Leslie get through some rough times after her breakup with Sloane.
"No, I have not seen him, and I'm not looking for him, Carmen." "Well, you should. You owe him an apology."
There were days Leslie wished Carmen had not been with her that night 3 years ago when they'd taken a girls' trip to L.A. At a nightclub, they had run into Sarah Olson, of all people, the woman who'd been Leslie's roommate while at college in Alaska. It was obvious Sarah had had one too many drinks, and in a drunken spiel, she had bragged about how her plan to deliberately break up Leslie and Sloane had worked. She'd even made fun of Leslie in front of everyone for being gullible enough to believe Sarah's lies. That was when Leslie realized all those things she had believed about Sloane had not been
Sample complete. Ready to continue?